Rooch, we starting with you or me?
No, we're
either starting with you or me. You make the choice, Rooch.
I'm starting. Now, you're always very upfront with us with selections.
Yes, I am.
Major calls.
Yes, we have.
And what have you done?
Laddams and Drew will play for the two boys who unfortunately have been suspended.
So how's Houston?
Houston's fine. He hasn't done much at training, but he's in, as far as how's he feeling this week compared to last week, in his own words, which I just spoke to him about 20 minutes ago, was he's better than he was this time last week. So that gives us some good confidence.
Okay, so you're staying true to your theme that you gave us on Saturday night, that players have to be informed, they have to be confident. So what have you got out of Laddams and Drew to make you feel confident picking them?
Exactly what we just talked about. Their form's been first class all the way through, and you know they missed a game last week, which was out of their control. But their form in the previous, or both boys all season, have probably played as good a football as they've ever played, and they're in great form. So that gives them an opportunity to come in and play a role that we need them to play. And I think we've shown that we've been able to bring players in, and they've been able to fill the roles pretty well.
So the Laddams complete the same role that Dougal Howard played. So you're keeping the same sort of structure?
Similar, but because he's capable of more ruck time, that certainly gives us some flexibility. We hope and want Scott to play as well as he played last week, but if it's not quite working, we respect what the Bulldogs have got, and they can cause us some problems in that area. So we've got another option, and Pete's a really mobile, tall. He's not just a plod round the ground big man. He's quite a mobile player.
How unlucky was he to slip out after the Hawthorn game?
Yeah, really unlucky. Yeah, he's absolutely unlucky, but that was a result of we had players that were available to come back and play, and he was learning still and getting better, and he really deserved to be in the side for a bit longer than he's been in the team. To be fair, he's played outstanding football at Sanford.
So, what are you saying to Ryder, Sam Powell-Pepper, and Rockcliffe this week?
Nothing different than I said last week. You need to get some good form, and you need to enjoy the game and play at the level that you can play at, and force your way back into the side, which I'm absolutely confident that and you include Westy in that conversation, that I'm confident they can all do it. The three boys who missed their spot through being omitted, and then Rock coming back from injury. Rock was in outstanding form leading up to an injury, but he's had 4 or 5 weeks now. It's just too long, and when we're in the position we are and we're healthy list, we can take our time and make sure people are in better form coming in.
So how does Ryder play?
Oh, he'll play ruck. He'll play a lot of ruck, and he'll play a bit of forward as well. He's got Frampton down there as well that he can play with, so it's not an unfamiliar role that he's going to play. He'll probably get more opportunities because Laddams has basically played 70-80% ruck in the sample, so that'll give Paddy an opportunity to get some good conditioning, get some good opportunity to compete in the ruck, and show us that he's working really hard around the ground, not just in the ruck contest.
So what do you make of the Bulldogs? Was it a bit of a backhander from Nathan Buckley to say that Collingwood didn't play well? Was it underestimating what the Bulldogs were about?
I'm not sure what in any other coach's comments other than my own. And my thoughts on the Bulldogs is they've been very similar to us. They've been up and down a little, but their best is really good. Our best is really good. So if we both bring our best, it'll be a pretty strong, hard, contested game of football because they're ferocious around the contest. Hopefully we're equally as ferocious as them, and hopefully get on top of them in that spot. But with competition shows me every week that they're tough.
Was there a thought with their forward line, where they played three tools against Collingwood, was there a thought of bringing in, say, Jared Lean to add a bit of height to that back line?
No, I think we can handle the tools that we've got there, and and Burton can certainly play a bit taller if we need to. Garner's played a lot of tall as a sample player, so we're really comfortable that we can take care of that as a group, and that's always been our philosophy. As a group down there, they'll take care of that.
Sam Gray's obviously done enough, didn't do a lot training this morning, but he's good to go for Saturday night.
Yeah, I had a new injury for you, but I can't pronounce it now. I've forgotten what it was. I had one for you last year, but no, Sam's fine. He's got a tiny niggle, but management, that's all we're doing with him. He'll be fine to play.
And good, I don't know if that was the first time he's been out with the boys, but Matty Broadbent back training today.
Yeah, it's a real highlight to have him back around the club today for the first time, and he's feeling he's feeling well himself and felt well enough to come back and do some training and run. He actually did quite a lot of running, and that's hopefully we don't put time frames on what's going to happen in Broadie's space, but all we know is that we're here to support him and be in his corner, and when he's ready we'll be looking forward to him playing again.
So he won't play Sample or anything?
No, I wouldn't suspect he'd play Sample this week. I don't know him, Brogsy. He'll get himself up and about pretty quickly around the boys, but we've got to just be mindful of, this is a mental health issue that we manage really closely and be very careful with it's almost a situation where he selects when he feels like he can play, and that's where, if he come to me tomorrow and said, mate, I want to play, against the Roosters on Saturday, I'd be happy enough to put him out there. But if he comes to me in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and wants to play, equally as happy.
So have you had a chat with him to say, look, whenever you want to play, just let me know?
Pretty much. Well, the Doc and him have talked through all the scenarios, so they're aware of everything that they need to be aware of, and then they'll make some good decisions together, I imagine. But Brogsy will be, you know, he'll make that call himself.
Yeah, okay. And selection-wise, was it easier to make the call on the two guys this week than it was last week, in terms of who goes in and who goes out? I mean, obviously, the outs were...
Outs, yeah, I didn't have a choice in the outs, so that was easy.
Was it easier?
Yeah, I think they were pretty exposed. I think they were, you know, sitting and been waiting in the line for a little while. I mean, Drewy, to be fair, he's been across the country a bit with us, trying to get a game and travelled a few times and been in emergencies. He's ready to have a game, and as I said, Pete, we couldn't be more impressed with his form. So, yeah, they were ready to, and pretty easy to pick.
I know, a bit nicer to have a call that you know is...
Yeah, well, it's nice when you bring people in. That's always the easy part. Bringing them in is easy. As I said last week, the hard and the most difficult part is when you've got to make some of the calls that go in reverse. You know. But you understand that in the job, and the players understand it too. So as a club, we're in a healthy, fit position, and we've got a reward form.
I know it's an inexact science at times, but the goal-kicking, have you tried to straighten that up this week?
Or not this week, no. We've abandoned the plan to try and get better at goal-kicking. We're really comfortable with missing. Yeah, we're just going to let it go and see what happens. Can't be any worse. No, I think everyone spends their time on it, Tommy. We spend lots of time on it, but pressure, game, let it play, let it unfold. Hopefully we can convert consistently well for the remainder of the season.
You were so good last week with your intensity. Do you sort of say to the boys, or do you even need to say, that's now the minimum every week, because the intensity was red hot? Do you say that's what it has to be now every week?
To be fair, they know what it looks like. Because if you go to three-quarter time against Freo the week before, we were right in the game. We were going really well, and we were competing really strongly against a good side on their home deck. So we weren't a million miles off over there, but our key message last week was four quarters. And, you know, we knew, and particularly against a great Geelong side, if you don't deliver four quarters, you won't win. You know, and we had to do that. So we try to do that every week, but, you know, we expect and hope that our players can do it every week, but we know the game's pretty hard.
Have you got any concern about not being on Adelaide Oval tomorrow?
No, we've been there plenty of times.
What happened tomorrow night, and what sort of ground you'll find on Saturday?
No, not really. That's not my job. To manage the ground and how it presents, I think the ground is in such good shape that more often than not, I don't think there'd be too much of an issue for anything that goes on. They've got great equipment now to dry it out, do whatever they need to overnight, and it'll be right to go Saturday night.
How tempting was it, two club champions in the wings with the two suspensions this week, to maybe bring in a Westie or Paddy?
We certainly consider it, but I think once we'd made the decision we'd made a week earlier, the right thing to do was to allow the boys to get some form and get some confidence and not rush them in, because otherwise we'd be sitting there on Saturday night hoping they can get a kick again, not absolutely certain they could get it. I'm sure they'd try damn hard to get a kick, but that doesn't give us any guarantees, and we might end up back in the same spot. So I feel like the right decision was to always allow them to get some form first before we brought them back.
Do you lose a bit of speed without Amor?
Yeah, we do a little. No, he's probably as quick as we've got on our list, but we do a little, but I can't make any of the others faster. That's the only trouble. And the replacements are, you know, in really good footy form, so leg speed, brain speed, whatever you need, it works.
Is the Doggies' transition their biggest strength?
Well, I think their ball, their contest stuff is quite elite when they get it up and going, a bit like ourselves. But, you know, there's no doubt that they're a transition side, and they do rebound the ball hard, and they get after you when they get a chance. So defensively, we're going to have to be really sharp to get the job done against them. Otherwise, they're going to pierce through us pretty quick.
Do you think it's not long before teams start putting someone on Caleb Daniel, the way he sort of drives?
I think they do every week, but he's just a good enough player and he gets away with it. So he's he's just a clever player, and, you know, his movement around the ground is elite. He's high-quality young player, so hopefully we can put the brakes on him and a few of his other teammates. So,
do you need to say anything to the boys that were suspended, or you want them playing a bit on the edge?
No, I look at them and see what happened and understand that they're pretty much footy incidents that are, you know, Doug's is controllable, but he's a forward trying to get space on his... It happens every day. It's when the contact's where it was and hurts the player. We understand the outcome, and Carl's was almost, as I said... We understand when you bump and you make accident or you make any type of injury, you're going to be in some trouble.
Does Dougal perhaps just revise the roundhouse right hook to the guts then? Is it,
well, it wasn't a roundhouse right hook. It was a fend of push-off, but it was an aggressive push-off when the player was unsuspecting, I think, and that was... But if you watch the incident as a whole, there was a little grapple go on before it, so he's trying to get some separation. It's a centre bounce ball, and everyone tells me now that in centre bounce, your life, from the time the ball goes down, you're a chance as a forward to get the ball, so... Your craft is to get away from a defender. He's trying to do that. He got it marginally wrong.
How close were you to appealing or challenging those two decisions? No,
not really. We looked at them closely to see whether there's any options in there, but we get the rules and we play within them.
How much have you drummed into the guys this week to, you know, obviously back up last week's sensational performance against Geelong and really, you know, sort of consistency and that sort of...
Yeah, it's funny. We actually don't go to those spaces of backing it up and doing it again. We expect to play well every week and, you know... Otherwise, we make last week an exception. We'd like to think that can be closer to normal for us. So we expect to play in a similar way. Bulldogs are going to do their best to stop us.
Can I know you say finals is the expectation and winning is the expectation next week? But this will put you at 8 wins and the draw is obviously the draw, but things could fall your way that the expectation perhaps grows a little bit more. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I don't know. The competition's so close that everyone from 1 week to the next will feel like they're a chance, they're not a chance. It's getting away from you. It's getting closer for you week in, week out. We've just got to turn up and play. We're all done?
Just a quick one, Ken. Obviously not related to the game, but the announcement today that Eddie, also Marvel Stadium, the roof will be closed for all daytime games for the rest of the season. I'm not sure if you guys actually play a day game.
Yeah, I think we do coming up, actually. Maybe Essendon, maybe.
What do you think of that?
I think it's a good decision far as from being able to view the game from if you're watching it on from a spectator point of view, and I think that's what we spend a lot of time worrying about, whether it's good for the television and whether it's good for spectators. So I think it makes sense.